الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن بينات من الهدى والفرقان وقال سبحانه وتعالى من ذا الذي يقرض الله قرضا حسنا فيضاعفه له أضعافا كثيرة صدق الله العلي العظيم وبلغ رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين All praise you to Allah جل جلاله عما نواله our creator our sustainer who has bestowed so many ni'mas and bounties that we cannot even count them Salat and salam in abundance upon the most beloved creation of Allah, Muhammad Mustafa, Ahmad Mustafa, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ummati ajma'in. With the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the favor of Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala's kindness upon us, Allah ta'ala showed us another month of Ramadan in our life, And we are passing through Allah Ta'ala's mercy, Allah Ta'ala's kindness. We are enjoying Allah Ta'ala's favors in every aspect of our life. Those who have kept fast, may Allah Ta'ala accept. Allah accept our Taraweeh, our Quran Kareem, our Zikr, our Sadaqah. As we are getting more and more deeper into month of Ramadan, we are getting closer to even, as we say, cream of the crop. The super days of the month of Ramadan, that is, we are nearing to the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala made the fasting for us a special door of Jannah. Is for the people who fast month of Ramadan. Obviously, is sacrifice, everything needs sacrifice. Sometime, and we make shukr of Allah, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Within us, around us, there are people who not being blessed with that opportunity to keep fast. And it's not because the sickness, sickly people, they try their best. They will change their routine of the medicine, but they know, I can't miss fast. On the other hand, the one got no love and don't care. Ramadan, it makes no difference. Normal breakfast, normal lunch, everything carries on normal. We make shukr of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding and Allah accepted us for keeping fast. And make dua for the others also. That Allah Ta'ala accept them how accepted us. Allah give them also tawfiq. As far as Taraweeh is concerned, they again another favor of Allah Ta'ala. Allah giving us tawfiq to read Taraweeh. As the ibadat fasting, of that's a day, night ibadat. Taraweeh complete full 20 rakats, the fazl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who Allah ta'ala gives. The one who looking for the excuse, looking for the ease, even in the masjid coming, you'll find them sitting in the back, and just like another session for relaxation and the rest. So all tawfiq come from Allah ta'ala. As we always say, you can take the horse to the water, but you can't make it drink. Allah Ta'ala can bring to the masjid, but is still to make ibadat. And what kind of ibadat? Allah Ta'ala says, I can't force you. I give you choice in life. So you have to make some effort. Such a great Jannah. Some effort to be made. Sacrifice is this. But Allah Ta'ala, once upon Allah Ta'ala makes everything easy. Great reward benefits of fasting, great rewards benefits of Taraweeh. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and special ibadat, looking for the special of ibadat of month of Ramadan, that is a i'tikaf. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, first 10 days, from the beginning to the 10, continue 10 to 20, then addressing Sahaba Kiram, that 20 days I was trying to search and look for the big night, Laylatul Qadr, night of power. But I was told that it is in the last 10 nights. And Alhamdulillah, we are getting closer and closer. If we look deeply in our life, so many days of month of Ramadan has passed, is nearly half. But we feel like never start. One is days are going so fast. One is, other way to look at it, remorse and regret that we never do much. We could have done much. We could have read more namaz. We could have read more Quran. We could have made more zikr of Allah Ta'ala. More good deeds we have done, but we never do. We never do justice. At the same time, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that give us tawfiq to try and do some close to justice in the last few days of the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially the Quran, surah reveals suratul qadr, referring to the night of power that is in the last 10 nights. Inna anzalna fi laylatul qadr. Quran Kareem and the Ramadan linked, very close contact with one another, linked to one another. And Allah Ta'ala further say, you know what is the night of power? It's better than 1,000 nights. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came and he spoke to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam about the people of the past, Bani Israel. That there were some people made ibadat of Allah for 80 years continuous without breaking command of Allah. Some of them were such that they never sleep, continue. Some were such, they're making jihad in the path of Allah for years and years and years. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, my ummah's lifespan is not big. Before, they used to live up to hundreds of years, even 1,000 years. Now this age, this ummah, 60, 70, if they pass 70, alhamdulillah, although we're not wishing and asking for long life, if Allah gives you the afiyat, well-being, protection, not being muhtaj, depend on anybody, alhamdulillah, Allah shukr. Otherwise, don't wish. Because what is there to live for in this world? If a person think deeply, because every day, not much good we seeing, more and more evil, more and more fitnas, more and more things which are going to depress you. So earlier with Iman, Afiyat, Allah Ta'ala take us, alhamdulillah. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam emphasized that look for the big night and make the best of it. Allah Ta'ala showed him sitting for the ibadat of i'tikaf. But when he came to the people, he found two people arguing. He says, Allah Ta'ala showed me, but now because of two people's argument, Allah made me forget. Now look for this big night in the odd nights. So it starts on 21st, that in this year's calendar, next Jumu'ah night, the night between the Jumu'ah and Saturday, that night will be a 21st, that is a first odd night. More chances are 27, therefore throughout the world, everybody, most of the people, they observe, but the pious people, they don't only observe that, they observe every odd night. And the big way and the easiest way and the greater chances of getting the full benefit of it is the at the kaf. Etikaf, Ilam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sahaba Kiram, and even the women folk in their home, they make etikaf. Today, Alhamdulillah, millions of people throughout the world, people of Iman, they enjoy this sunnah of etikaf. Etikaf takes place in the masjid where five salah Juma takes place. And it is compulsory that every masjid must have someone to make etikaf. If few people said Alhamdulillah, they making it easy for everybody else. But if nobody, certain masjid, some masjid such that nobody sits, then every Muslim of that area is responsible, they will be under. But whoever sits, Alhamdulillah, they every second, every minute of the i'tikaf in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the full blessings of Allah. Sometimes people have a misunderstanding. They know these people got no job. These people got no work. So therefore they can sit in a masjid. If things are the other way around, people got no job, people got no work, they move far from the masjid. But people got job, people got work, somehow they make time and they come to Allah's house. Least the people, those ones realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the doors for me when I go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person, once he saw how he heard a sound from the cloud, a sound addressing the cloud and says that rain and go to a certain person's garden. Next thing, the rain came and water filled up canal, following. He followed now because unseen voice he heard. It went to one person, was ready on his farm. He's directing the water. Only that person's garden water went. Everybody else, all farms were dry. Water go nowhere, only there. Came from the clouds, sound, that same person's garden. They asked this person, "You are a pious person, what is this?" "So why are you asking?" He said, "Now I heard voice from the cloud that the grain only for you. What you do?" He said, "Nothing special. But whenever harvest a crop, then I make three parts of it. One given in the path of Allah, charity. One for my family and for my needs. And one I put it back in the farm for the next year." Little person do, but it's long way, it benefits. Itikaf is the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba ikram, till today, millions of people practicing. We also have to try, Allah ta'ala accept us for that ibadat also. Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, person who sits 10 days of itikaf, reward the person for 2 accepted hajj and umrah. 1 10 days itikaf, 2 Hajj and Umrah reward from Allah Ta'ala. When a person sits for itikaf, is giving time to Allah, left everything, home, wife, children, everyone, only in a masjid, not leaving the masjid, is a guest of Allah, mehman of Allah. Even sleeping is a ibadah, is a getting reward from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Besides this reward, for every day, Allah Ta'ala distance the person mu'taqif from the Jahannam fire of hell 3 trenches. Each trench distance between east and the west of this world. So how far person will get from fire of hell? 10 days of itikaf accumulate every day so much. How far? Is again a benefit. For those who can make it, Alhamdulillah, full 10 days. But there again, we tell the people, learn. And follow the usul and follow the rule. Everything, there are rules and regulations. Even you ride the bicycle, you can't just ride. You need to learn. Car you want to drive, you need to learn. You need to pay to learn. So everything we need to learn, ibadat, any ibadat we do, Salah also, Allah Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Salah you performing, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Perform Salah how you see me performing Salah. There is a ways for everything. So everything to be done with all his requirements, adab, etiquette, then the person will benefit full. If the person comes masjid, but somehow, anyhow makes Salah, then Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, you come Allah's house appreciated. But if 10 came, not 10 not getting the same reward, same benefits. One getting 100%, other one getting 90, other one getting 80, other one getting 30, other one getting 10, other one not getting anything. But his namaz being flung back on the person. You see, Allah need your salah like this, don't care. So every ibadat, so even i'tikaf also, the intention, niyat, only for the pleasure of Allah. Not running away from problems of the world. Solve the problems of the world, then come Allah's house. Don't be a burden for anybody. Spending time with a correct niyat coming. Spending time correctly, what you have coming for in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah. And don't become problem for people. If the person cannot make it, it's not for us. But if you're doing any ibadat for that matter, make sure it's done properly. Etikaf is an ibadah. If the person cannot make it full 10 days, least we can do. Every day, even from now, every day, Maghrib to Isha, spend time in the masjid. With the intention of etikaf, the person who spends the time in the masjid between Maghrib and Isha, in the month of Ramadan, with the intention of etikaf, not talking to anybody, not whiling away, not just passing time, and as today's time, everywhere we go, sitting, doing nothing but doing something, playing with the phone. So not even that, only for Allah, keep quiet, don't do anything, but with the respect in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala build a one house in Jannah. Some namazes you read, few rakats, Awabin Salah, 12 years of nafal ibadat reward, as you made ibadat of Allah for 12 years. How easy, and what a short time. 1 hour maximum, 1 and a quarter hour. If that much sacrifice we can't make in a month of Ramadan, then we have to ask ourselves whether my iman is going down or my iman is going higher. Whether no excuse, shaitan now, locked up. No excuse whatsoever. So we try our best. If we can do full, alhamdulillah. If we can't do full, at least this much we can do. Maghrib to Isha, spend time in the masjid, with the niyat of nafal i'tikaf, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prepare ourselves now for the big days. Because that big night, odd night, if you're in a masjid, alhamdulillah, everyone Allah ta'ala forgives. Only the major sins, person don't make sincere tawbah, Allah will not forgive. Otherwise, normally, inshallah, all of us, little time we give to Allah in these big nights, Allah Ta'ala will definitely forgive us. And the month of, this is a month of forgiveness. Asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Nobody can say, no, I'm an angel, or I don't do anything wrong. If we say this, then we are bluffing ourselves. Every minute we are causing sin. We are committing sin. Sadaqah. Lots of sadaqah. Lots of charity. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is like a strong wind. More than that, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to give sadaqah, especially month of Ramadan. Normal sadaqah, normal charity. Every day, not only Ramadan, but throughout the year, two angels come down from the heaven. And they make announcement. Spend in the path of Allah. Spend in the charity. Give. Those who give Allah, they make dua to Allah. Oh Allah, you multiply their wealth. Give them more. And then also they make dua. That those who hold back, those who don't spend in the right cause, right places where Allah want them. Oh Allah, Ta'ala, talaf and destroy their wealth. So those who spend, Allah Ta'ala will give more and more. Minimum return. No, this is an investment. Any charity investment. And when a person invests, whether invest 5 riyal, 5 rand, or invest 5,000 or 5 million, he want the best return. Where he can get the best return. For a few months extra, but as I'm getting more return, more percentage, very good. 700% minimum return. For every rand, for every cent person spends. And everybody knows, throughout the world, that hearts are soft, a Muslim is a generous. So Allah Ta'ala send the people, non-believers also, they go to certain extent, make so much sacrifice, they change their garb. Because they know you got more time for their garb. So they will change your garb. And they will speak your language too. They will say, Walaikum Salaam. First come Assalamu Alaikum, then come Walaikum Assalam. Then, but first they tell you straight, Walaikum Salaam. Then tell you, Jazakallah, Alhamdulillah, everything one time. Then you know, MashaAllah, what cup of tea you're going to drink. But appreciate. Don't undermine people. Don't underestimate people. Allah Ta'ala brought them at our door. Everybody must get whatever. Sometimes person says, no, but they can work. They got hands, they got legs. Leave everything one side. Just one point think. Say to yourself, every time when this thought come, why but I must give, carry on giving, must give, give, carry on giving. Nobody gives me. That is wrong. Allah gives so much, we can't say nobody gives. Any of us can say, I never had the meal today. Or there was no water, I had nothing. No. But there are so many people who go through this. We, Allah never made us go through. Make shukr of Allah. Just whenever this thought comes, why I must carry on giving? Just answer yourself this. What if Allah put you in the position of that person? You in his position, he is in your position. How you'll feel? Make shukr, thank Allah. Allah never made us in that position that they go house to house. Allah made us upper hand, the giver hand. Make shukr of Allah Ta'ala. Carry on. It never ever happen. Allah will never let it happen. That person giving and that person become poor or lost everything. No. On the other hand, it happened. Person holding back, holding, not giving. And something happened, lose everything. Or spending wrong places, person lose everything. But remember, zakat. Zakat cannot be given to just any person. Come by your door. It must be given to a person with iman. You must be sure that person is a... Charity is not only zakat. Zakat is compulsory. You have to, whether we like it or not. If we don't give, you are in trouble. Either rogue is going to come, or somebody from the house is going to steal, or somehow it's going to go away, or it's going to go to the hospitals. Somehow it's going to go. It's not going to remain. Or otherwise, the fire of Jahannam is waiting. Allah Ta'ala says, those who hoard, don't give, don't spend. فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. A painful punishment is waiting for them. So many punishment, that whole wealth of the person don't want to spend, don't want to give. It will be a form of a snake and coil around the person and for years will carry on punishing the person. But that is akhirat now. In dunya also, Allah Ta'ala shows the person as a warning that be careful. Wealth I gave. Allah says, أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. Spend from that wealth I gave. So nobody can say it's mine. Not loss of time. The wealth goes to the head. You know, when it goes to the head, it's in a hand, no problem. But when it goes to the head, then becomes a big problem. Then the person starts talking the language like he's Allah now. It's mine. My wealth. My money. I can do what I want. No. This is not a person who iman, with iman can talk. Nothing Allah says is not yours. Allah says, I give you. Who gave you strength? He says, because I am very clever. You know, I did so many courses, then how to make money. That one nerve in the brain, if Allah says, tells the angel, press it, dabaryosko, you become a cabbage. Now, where the brain comes to make money. So everything Allah gave, brain from Allah, effort from Allah, hand from Allah. Allah says, give me little. Allah don't want your own people. If you're not going to give them, they're going to come and steal from you. They will rob you, they will hijack you. Either way it's going to go. So, give. Give right away. Seedha kaam ka intezaar mat karo. Urdu mein, English mein kya samjha sakenge aapko. Give. Before people hash in our language, somebody hash, before they hash, you give. By hashing, giving, proper way, nice way, with adab, respect, you give, Allah Ta'ala also giving. There is no such thing, we can't find the people. Take time, make time. Because it's the first, it has to be given to people of Iman. We don't say, don't give others, give everybody, but zakat has to be given. Sadaqatul Fitr. Every household, every person, even on behalf of the children, 30 ren before the Eid day, well before the Eid, given to the poor Muslim for them to prepare for the Eid. Don't come and Eid night now, Marana, sadaqah. Eid morning, Marana, who must give sadaqah to? No. It's given for the people to prepare themselves for the Eid. Ek hi saf mein khade ho gaye, Mahmood Ayaz, na koi banda raha, na koi banda nawaz. Allah wants everybody on the Eid day, everybody together. Poor, rich, nobody must feel the difference. Poor can't prepare himself. So he can prepare himself, clothes, everything properly for the Eid. Sadaqatul Fitr given. Zakat given well before that. If Allah Ta'ala give us enough, give. Even if we don't have, give. Even little we have, give from there. Allah Ta'ala will give more. An easy to understand person has a bowl full. Milk. You want more. Or cold drink or juice or whatever. Milkshake now. Full you got. You want more, you have to take out from there. Take out then more. We not taking out, then we say we want Allah Ta'ala to fill. Allah Ta'ala, no place to fill. Tu nikalta nahi to main kahan dalunga fir. Take out, give. Allah will, don't fright. Sadaqatul Fitr. Give to the people who are right. And also remember, a big day is coming. We always remind. Eid is a big day. From now, prepare yourself. Preparing, alhamdulillah, already Eid shopping started. Even the malls are buzzing now, Eid shopping. Even people, special shops now. Make sure you do right shopping. Buy clothing for yourself, for the children, right size. Today we are very, very intelligent people. But we don't know our size of our clothes. We buy any size. Sometimes buying very short, very long. No, right size. For the men, boys above, make sure kurta or the pants above the ankle. You Eid day, Islam Eid. Can't be behaving like a person with no iman. And lastly, from now prepare those who go to shops, close the shop on Eid day. Only 2 days of the year. Throughout the year, you open shop 24, I got no problem. But the Eid day, close it. Don't make ourselves laughing stock for the Nasara and for the Kufar. That they enjoy, they come 1st January, they closing. They come, they Christmas, they closing. So we got the big day enjoying, but you Muslim, you got no big day in life. You every day working like a gada every day. What is this life? We're not saying come walk in the masjid, sit whole day, but eat, day, enjoy time with the family, go Kabrastan, meet the people. This is a dawah gift to the non-Muslim. Allah brought us in this country from different places. Give them silent dawah that no, we also have a big day. And I always say, you will never lose anything. When the sickness COVID came, they closed us up. They had to close, not for the weeks, months. We still surviving. Rights happen, they close us, we still surviving. Not for Allah we close, we are forced to close. Now we close for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You think Allah will let us down? Never. Allah will give you more and more. Over the years people have seen, those who follow the instruction, they close the Eid day, they made a day before 4-5 times more. Some people told me now they're going, because one Eid they close, so much business they made, next Eid they're going to close 3 days. Because if I'm getting 3 days business in one day, why I must work another 2 days? I will enjoy myself, rest. But those who say, no, Maulana, we got overheads. You going to come and pay overheads. One, 2 days, Allah close them complete. Up to carry on paying overheads. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.